The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, it's Jersey Joe. Good morning, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. We're going to got a lot to get into news-wise, and sometimes I just feel like throwing it all out, taking all these papers, all of this stuff, all the computer stuff. I had three computers in front of me, and I'm looking at everything that's happening out of Washington, D.C., and you and I go, why are they wasting their time? To whom comes up with these ridiculous things like Russia collusion and just the need in their hearts to take down the other side? And it comes from the right and it comes from the left. It's just not the Republicans going after the Democrats. It's both sides. And you see what's happening now with this Mueller probe. It's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. It's law enforcement at its absolute worst. And I can't figure out how it becomes the leading story. And that's exactly what's happening. You know, when you see they come out and they came out looking at, this is just not fun stuff. Manafort, then Comey testifies. And then he has a press conference afterwards. You're the head of the FBI. You were the head of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. You're supposed to keep your mouth shut. You're supposed to keep your mouth shut and be, and then it just makes rank and file. I have such compassion, understanding, and support. Love and respect for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, because I go out, I talk with the special agents in charge at Philly and New York and in Newark, New Jersey, and I see how the rank and file does such a stellar job, and the men and women. And I went to speak at an FBI down in Philadelphia, and I can't say anything. They couldn't tell me their names. You know why? They were all undercover. They were all, Joe, would you do a lunch for us at the FBI and just do a little fun little chat? And I go in and I talk about my support for law enforcement. Thank you to the FBI. And then I talk to them, and they don't want to give me their names. And they are doing what you and I can't even imagine what they do. What they have, they put themselves in cities like Camden and in the rough parts of America to keep you and I safe, right? The FBI. Does Comey not think like this when he comes out and he's going to go, I represented these people. This is what I did. Maybe I should, I disagree politically. I made some mistakes. I'm sorry. Please support the rank and file. But no, they go. It's like everybody wants to be a star. And Mueller, I thought, was a humble guy with a stellar private resume. But like Frankie keeps pointing out, Robert Mueller, every time when he's gotten to public office, it was a fiasco every which way. I am so bothered by this. And we'll move on, trust me. But I just have to tell you, because I love you. And I fear for you. And I fear where the tendencies of law enforcement within the Department of Justice are going. And you know it as the deep state. And the deep state isn't anything mysterious. It's nothing conspiratorial. It's just lifers in Washington that want to retain control. That's all it is. That's all. But they could care less about you and me. They could care less about what's right in law enforcement. They just want their control, their power and control. And it's the deep state, the two Ds, deep state and Democrats. And the Democrats just want to retain control down there in Washington. That's all they care. They could care less. The socialists, you know, socialism is power for me. And you are just going to have to be my minion. That's exactly what this is. Oh, well, everybody should get free everything. Well, excuse me, who's going to pay for this? You and me are going to pay for this? It's ridiculous. So they go after Michael Cohen. They break the lawyer-client privilege. They say, okay, now President Trump is going to have an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, with this gal, Stormy Daniels. And then yet she still comes back in what is, like Counselor Anthony Pope said last hour, it's like extortion. You got to pay me $130,000. And to Donald Trump, that's like $2. You go, get her away from me. And it's candidate Trump. And if he was running for nothing, he would do that. That's a campaign violation. Could someone help me out here? You see it. You see how flagrant that is. And you also see that they're grasping for straws. What has that got to do with Russia collusion? And there's got to be a judge. There's got to be an inspector general. There has to be someone other than me on the radio out of New York saying this is a travesty of justice, to quote my father. This is, rest his soul, this is a travesty of justice. We're going to go in. We're going to nitpick this weakling lawyer and who's going to rat just to save his own soul. And they're still going to give him jail time. You know, the feds turn it over to the Southern District of New York. And they're still going to give Cohen jail time. And Michael Flynn, well, we're not going to, we suggest Michael Flynn doesn't get jail time. That's because you got nothing. That's because you got nothing on Michael Flynn. Unbelievable what's going on down there. And it's frustrating because it can happen to you or me. And Frankie said that last week when I said, if they could go in and they could dig up what you talked to in the most private of settings. Hey, look, counselor, I got to tell you what happened. Here's what happened, and I need you to defend me. That is not private anymore. And you know what else is going to happen now? You're going to talk, your kids, all of the school records are going to come out. Anything that your child talks about. And now Amazon, this is my favorite. Amazon wants to handle all of your health records. Oh, that's a great idea. There'll be somebody in North Dakota going, Alexa, give me the health record of Piscopo. It'll be online everywhere. We have no privacy and we have no rights, and it's wrong. And please, and they think like we're like dumb or something like that. And we're not. And you're not. 877-970-2999, Joe on the radio. And now, Frankie Fibros, if I can go to you, man, tell us about the two local stories. Like, there's one NYPD says off-duty firefighters killed in a road rage incident. This is local, but this is making national news.
Yeah, well, actually,
and this is horrifying.
Right. So there's actually a ton of really interesting local stories, including a bunch that aren't so great, including this killing of this firefighter.
Oh,
the Faisal Kodo, 33 years old, was clubbed in the head by another motorist and died of his injuries after what appears to be they got into a scuffle over a fender bender incident. The killer then fled the scene. We don't know the identity of the killer, but the car that he was driving was captured on surveillance and appears to belong to someone that is believed to be affiliated with the Latin Kings gang. So that's one incident. Then you have the Staten Island incident yesterday where a police officer responding to a domestic violence incident was greeted by someone who came at him with a 14-inch knife and kept shouting, shoot me, shoot me. And then you have this FBI agent who was shot in Brooklyn over the weekend as well. So a really rough weekend all around. And that's just on the law enforcement front. The very, very odd story of this attempted carjacking, this guy that stole a car with three children in it and then drove away. And then fortunately, these three kids were located.
Yeah,
but you realize what's going on in this city.
I know. And around these holiday times, and like Al was saying earlier about that FDNY gentleman, Mr. Cotto, who was just killed in a road rage on the belt. When was that? Yesterday morning or something?
That was Saturday, I believe.
Saturday morning. It's a silver.
Early Sunday morning.
What we have to look out for is a 2006 Infiniti G35. There is damage to the driver's side of the vehicle. New York license plate JEA 2402. JEA 2402. Silver 2006 Infiniti. You see something? Please say something. All right. That's inexcusable. Our hearts go out to the Cotto family and to the family that is the FDNY. Indeed. And you know, on a much lighter note, if I can, please. And you're welcome to call 877-970-2999. It's 8:13 with Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie on the radio. So I go to my mom's. This was so moving. I said this in the 6 o'clock hour, and I go to mom's, and it's just she and I, And she goes, well, we'll get some. We'll do takeout. We never do takeout. Mom always makes some. I'll make some. Remember I told you I made the pasta the other day? It's Italian. It's Italian. You always make some. You don't go. As a matter of fact, I haven't been to a restaurant with my mother since Perillo's. Where was Perillo's? In Bloomfield or Clifton? Someone tell me where Perillo's was if you're a baby boomer back in the Essex County. And we used to, that was it. I remember that was in the 50s, man. And now you don't go out. If you're an Italian, you just don't go out. You always stay home, right? So my mom, so I go, Mom, we'll get takeout. So I go, takeout. Okay. So then I come back home and I bring a little hamburger or something like that. And then she has the kitchen table, you know, the Formica kitchen table, God bless her, with candles, two candles she lights with the Lennox china and the cloth napkins for Mom and her son, Joe. And we sat down, we had takeout together. That was such a wonderful moment. I thought that was so sweet. I wanted to thank my mother. And you got to love our moms, man, for doing something like that. So now, and then the Paulie came over, cousin Paulie came over. We had a great time. And I go, oh, I got to do the lights. I got to take care of the lights in the house. So you could string the lights. I'm done with wires and lights. It is the worst part of Christmas. Some people really like to do it, not me. It's just annoying. You got to untangle the wires. You got to put them on. And then it slips through the railing that you're putting. It's just a pain in the neck. So then they came up with this thing that you see always advertised, what they call those infomercials. And they have like that light thing, that star shower, it's called. I think the star shower, whatever it's called. And you plug it in and it has like this really tacky looking, like red and green laser lights on the house. I love it. I have it in my house. I put the string lights up because it's traditional, but I put the laser light on my house. It's great. I go, Mom, you want the laser lights? My mother, God bless her. Oh, I would love that, Joseph. I call everywhere for these lights. You can't find them. You can't find them anywhere. I call Walmart. I call Home Depot. I called every. Well, we had these laser. So I go down to Bloomfield Avenue back in the neighborhood, right? And I go to Ace Hardware. And everybody's there, and they're great. Joe, how are you? How's Frank Morano doing? Like,
oh,
that,
that's, you know? Nice. Thank you.
I'm telling you, it's great. They all listen, and I love that. That's my, you know, up in Caldwell, New Jersey, around that area. And so guys are local. Joey, what do you need? So then I look. They can't. Oh, those lights. Oh, we ran out of those lights. Everybody bought those lights already. So then I see a display. Al, I saw the display. They had a display in the store with the lights. Oh, the display shows.
Nice.
And I go, can I buy those? Like that. So the guy goes, he looks around, let me get my manager. Yeah. So, all right, give it to Joe half price. So I found the lights. Boom. I found those little laser lights. And I got, give me the red and green ones. I took a couple, put them on. Took me 2 minutes at home. I put them on my mom's house. Now she has laser lights on grandma's house. Ah, and I said, man, but I got, Richie, my brother, said it looks really good. It might be a little tacky, but at least I, boom, got the lights done. I did put the traditional lights in the back, though. I've had the little lights I strung up, but I've had it. And Albert, are you a light guy? Do you put the lights up like that?
No.
You don't do it?
No.
Is there any lights in your
house? It's pitch black. Can't see nothing. We want to be hidden. We want people coming over.
Nothing?
Yeah, no. We put a tree up, and that's it. I don't do lights.
I can see Cthulhu's house.
No, you know what it is? There's a lot of houses around us that do lights. In fact, the neighbors across the street that we don't talk to, they keep the lights on all night.
Now,
so they kind of blare into the window.
The lesbian neighbors?
No, the lesbian neighbors broke up. There's one lesbian living in the house now. No. Not that that matters. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's just the way you do. Yeah. And we don't care one way or the other.
No,
clearly,
whatever.
It's just the way you I would just use it as a point
That's
of reference.
My description. Yeah.
Is that sexist that we did that?
Well, it's how I give directions. When people say, how do you get to your house? Make a left at the Burger King, a right at the White Castle. When you get up to the White Diamond, hook another left. That's, you know, those are easy places for people to spot. That's
you say turn left at the lesbian's house? Is that what you say?
If you turn left at the lesbian's house, you'll be in the lesbian's house with your car. And that's, you know.
Why don't you talk to the neighbors across the street?
Their kid and my kid go to school together. There was a bit of an incident back in elementary school, and the parents never apologized for it. And it was a pretty serious situation. And my wife went over, like, kind of to extend an olive branch, and we were basically snubbed after that. And you know what?
Ooh.
You can snub me all you want. You do that to my wife, I got a problem with
boom,
it.
So, boom. Yeah. Now, you Cthulhu'd your neighbors.
I did.
This is great.
I did. Well, you know what?
This is great.
Joe, it was a serious incident that almost required me to go to the school and kick a door down because there were some threatening things going on.
Yeah.
And you know what? In this day and age, it's one of those things where, you know, if you don't take action, it could end up becoming serious. The kid kind of said a few things that were a little
Understood.
Questionable.
It gets crazy. You know, yep. And the schools are afraid. The schools are so afraid. And by the way.
No, the school was very good about it. The school was very good.
Well, that's good too.
They
know.
Separated my son and this kid. They weren't in classes together until they got into high school. And they talked. The two kids talked. The parents are just, you know. To me, they're pieces of garbage.
So
but whatever.
When they're out, like, raking the leaves or something, you do a
head nod? Yeah. I don't say anything to them. I ignore them. In fact, one time, the father was trying to hold the door open for me at a back-to-school night or whatever, and I made the door close before I went back out again. That's, again, if I'm done with you, don't talk to me. Don't come near me. Don't try to extend an olive branch. Last week, what was it? Kevin McCullough gave all of us booze or whatever. I didn't take the booze. Gave somebody else.
Wait.
Don't
so
sit
the
here.
The guy holds the door open for you.
Right.
And you didn't go that. What did you do? Wait. You.
I wait. I let him shut the door, and then I walked out a couple minutes later.
You are so
That's the Italian.
You are the Italian.
Italian.
You will
burn me
offended
it's
for
over.
Life.
That's
offended
right.
Offended for life.
Done.
I don't talk to you.
You know, and the people go, oh, you know, that you shouldn't be that way.
It
in this,
is, is.
I don't talk to my own sister.
On Al's grave, it's good. The words are going to be, "What are you looking at?"
Right,
on Al's grave. It's like,
that's
leave
exactly
me alone.
Right.
I love it, man.
Don't look at me.
Oh, Al, we love you. Only
you.
Our Al Gattulo. 20 after 8 o'clock right now with Piscopo in the morning. Debbie is here.
Oh, don't get on Adspell. Sorry, forget it.
You know, though, I know people like that. I was talking to Cousin Paulie about that. Some people like that. They hold a grudge like forever like that.
I know. Life's too short.
You get Gattulo'd for life.
Gattulo'd for life. You're out.
There are a lot of people in this world. I got no time for people that are going to do things like that to me. Goodbye. Plenty of other people out there.
Yourself.
I'll give you a Merry Little Christmas.
Al, don't you dare look at me.
Avert your eyes.
Or I'll come in and rip down your tree.
That's a good one. We should do that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Debbie, how we doing out there? 8:21 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, guys. Let's see what's happening right now on 95 South, getting down through Westport. Stop and go traffic in toward exit 17. It's a disabled vehicle in the process of clearing. It's kind of busy on the southbound New York State Thruway, exit 11, a collision right before the Tappan Zee Bridge, and the Hutch North at Weaver Street, getting up through Scarsdale, an accident to deal with there as well. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all 30 in across the board. Garden State Parkway South, heading down toward 148 in Bloomfield, an accident. 80 West, exit 56 into Woodland Park, a collision there. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north by exit 11, a crash on the shoulder, 287 south of 440, an accident down through Edison, and the Bronx River Parkway north at Allerton Ave, getting up through the Bronx. Watch for an overturned car. Westbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue, an accident there, 15 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, and the Jackie Robinson East at Metropolitan Avenue, a stalled car. Sunny today with a high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Dennis Prager has a simple test to check moral clarity.
This is another exam that I would like to give to help determine a person's thinking. Like, do you support all black dormitories on college campuses? Do you think Israel is the villain in the Middle East? There are some very clarifying conscience and moral compass issues.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Cats Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Yeah, Marano in the Morning, followed by the great John Catsimatidis. Great show, Mr. Catsimatidis has. What'd you say, dead in my eyes? How's that what the
That's
expression?
Correct.
Is that your expression? It sounds like a movie.
I don't know. If it's
sounds
my
like a movie you saw in the 70s.
Expression, whatever.
Charles Bronson starring in Dead in My Eyes.
Dead in My Eyes.
The Al Gattulo story. That's your life story name for your film, Al.
Oh, boy, no.
Dead in My Eyes. He didn't talk to his neighbor, wouldn't let the guy hold the door open, and didn't talk to his sister. Dead in My Eyes.
Brought to you by Gumata Productions.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning with Dead in My Eyes, Gattulo, and Frankie Five Burrows. So, I like, you know, if you got a, if you've been in an accident, by the way, and you have something negligence, that malpractice, for example, a work-related claim, and then you're very confused at home. You don't know what to do, right? Yeah, who do you turn to? What am I going to do? Listen to your pal on the radio, if you would. If you've been in an accident or you have one of those concerns, you know, well, I need to keep my income going and I'm hurt on the job, will you please call John and Brent Bramnick, the Bramnick Law Firm? They have 18 lawyers standing by as I speak to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, Mr. Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee, by the way. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick Firm has always provided free consultations to help you decide whether you need a lawyer or not. I mean, you may not even need a lawyer. The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week, okay, and get those answers that are worrying you. 7 days a week, you can call 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878, or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com. JohnBramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
That's my Elvis.
Down Santa Claus Lane.
Bad Elvis, bad Elvis.
Blitzen, blitzen, oh, here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry.
You know what's upsetting? When I think of Elvis Presley, and I think of Jimi Hendrix, and I think of these guys that could still be performing to this day, and the tragedy of Stevie Ray Vaughan dying in that helicopter crash all those years ago. Imagine me and Michael were thinking, Al, that Stevie Ray would probably open for Hendrix today. Imagine that Jimmy be like 80 or something like that. Not even 80.
Oh, yeah.
What a show that would be, man. Show up in heaven, you know, right now, probably. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy.
What a lineup up there.
Yeah, I mean, there's
some lineup going on up there.
You know what I mean? And Elvis, if Elvis just stopped with the drugs, he'd still be out there working.
Yeah.
He'd still be the number one draw. By the way, I was working this weekend at Liberty National there in Jersey City. This is the most elite golf club that I have ever seen. I mean, it's class. And my buddy Sean Lewis puts together. He's the chef over there. Chef Sean, they call him. He runs the entertainment. It is just so well put together, so beautiful. And I want to give a shout out to the Connell Foley law firm and Nevins McCann. These were what a great group. Kim Guadagno in that group as well. And I got on stage and we just ripped it up. Now, black ties, you figure, what are we going to do? Black tie, very formal Christmas party. I stepped on stage with Johnny Napolitano and the band, and we threw the charts out. We just riffed the whole show and we had a blast. And then I'm doing another one on Friday afternoon for my buddy Mr. DeMarco at Matt Cali. So it's a lot of fun. I must say, it's a lot of fun having these doing these shows. And Frankie Fibros, your weekend was full this weekend. You're always working radio-wise. Your Sunday is, forget about it. And then did you get a chance to relax on Saturday, Frank,
well,
a little bit?
So on Friday, my plan was to go up to Connecticut to interview an 84-year-old convicted murderer. And then we were invited over to our friend Dan and Jean Fratellone's place, who say hello to you, and you've met
them. Hello back.
Joe, you should have seen Frank on Friday when he was leaving here to go take this drive to go and interview this guy. Like, I've never seen, like, somebody is excited to go, going to hang out with friends, have a couple of drinks, maybe I'm going to see a show. Frank was genuinely giddy walking out of here to interview a guy that's in jail.
Amazing. He's not in prison. He's not. But anyway, so thought...
Wait, he got out?
Yeah, so I...
But he's a convicted murderer. He got out?
Yeah, well, again, I don't want to get too much into the case now because it's a complicated case, but so I was under the impression that I was going to Connecticut, and I thought that's great because the Fratellones that invited us up for the night, they live in Connecticut. Perfect.
There you go. There you go.
So,
if you found their house.
Here's what happened.
That's true.
Here's what happened.
Frank has a history of walking into strangers'
I'll tell you
homes.
What happened. Here's what happened. So I see that that Sam Sommer, who's the 84-year-old convicted murderer that I was going to see, he is at Heidi Court in a community called New Windsor. But I look at the email that the writer of his
biography... What apartment? You have his apartment.
Well, I don't want to give that. But so I look at the email that the writer of the apartment sends me, and it just says Heidi CT and New Windsor. So in my brain, I'm going up to Connecticut because I see CT. And New Windsor sounds very much like a Connecticut place. But as I pack up the car, my longtime companion and I are looking up the address and everything, and we see there is no New Windsor, Connecticut. That it's actually Heidi Court in New Windsor, New York, which is in Orange County. So I thought I was going up to Connecticut when in actuality I was going up to Orange County. So I went up to Orange County. And then drove up to Connecticut, got to the Fratellones a little bit late. They say hello to you, Joe. They said not to say hello to Al because he was a little rude at Michael's of Brooklyn. And then I came back Saturday during the day, worked on it.
But you're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wait, Rachel, when you went up, or did you have your substitute girlfriend?
No.
Okay. Does she go on field trips, your substitute girlfriend?
Well, only when my normal longtime companion is unable or unwilling to perform her duties. By the way, big thank you to Tony and Marianne Vistola, who dropped off gifts for us. They gave me not only a copy of Bill Shatner's new Christmas CD, which is great, but a beautiful bottle of Johnny Walker Black, great bottle of scotch to replace the scotch that Kevin drank. So it was very, very nice, very, very thoughtful. Thank you. And beautiful.
Oh, my Lord. So listen, can we talk before we go to break? Forgive us. You're listening. There is news. I'm so fed up with it. I've talked about it enough this morning. We'll talk about it a little bit more. But my goodness gracious, what's coming out of Washington, it makes no sense at all. And but we will stay on it. But I just wanted to chat openly. So the Christmas party is next week. And I know it's a little private thing. If it starts at 5, see, but this is my problem. My Charlie has a recital, a Christmas recital, in our pageant at the great school that she goes to, and it's about an hour away. You think so? But we start early, Albert, you're telling me. So I may be able to sneak out, say hello, hugs, boom, in the car, out of the Holland Tunnel, fly back down to Charlie. I may make it, you think?
Maybe. I mean, but it's rush hour. You know.
I know.
You never know.
Now, New Year's, I got the same thing. I got two events on New Year's. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I got to get my I got to call Rich Rofe, my buddy, and chop her around on New Year's Eve, I think, you know. It's all good. These are good problems to have. Hey, it's 8:32 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. A lot going on. Hey, Frankie, before we go to Al in local news, what's with the chief of staff for President Trump once General Kelly steps away? You know who I wanted? Scaramucci. I think the president should call Scaramucci.
I don't think it's going to be Scaramucci.
Come on. Rip it up. Oh, Anthony down there is chief of staff calling him back in. No, not going to happen.
I don't see it. I mean, they're talking about Mick Mulvaney. There's been some. Laura Ingraham was out there tweeting yesterday that it should be Chris Christie. I don't see that happening. There's some talk of Congressman Mark Meadows.
I think that
would be a tough pill for a lot of the folks in the White House to swallow. Ultimately, look, the president's his own man. He's going to choose somebody that he's comfortable with. And apparently he was comfortable with Nick Ayers, but But the issue was Nick Ayers did not want to commit to being there for 2 years. And he would only commit to staying on until the spring. And the president wanted someone and wants someone, evidently, that's going to be there for at least 2 years.
Yeah. And who else were they talking about? Anybody else coming in that?
Well, now that it looks like Bill Barr is going to be the new attorney general, there is some speculation that Matthew Whitaker, who the president is very comfortable with, who's currently the acting attorney general, that he might be the new chief of staff as well.
Great.
But ultimately, only Donald Trump knows. It's all speculation for everybody else that throws all these names out there.
Yeah. And we'll break it down, you know, for you, everything with the news. But goodness gracious, it's Christmas time. It's Hanukkah. We just want to lighten it up. I've had it with all the news coming out of there. Oh, these guys. It has nothing to do with anything and nothing to do with helping us. And I wanted to do we'll break here, Al. We'll break. And I know we got to go. But maybe, Frankie, we should do a retrospective. And I wish Fox News would go take a camera. And they do this and they check out the district of Maxine Waters. You know, the district of Adam Schiff. What is happening with these politicians that go down and have this national agenda of taking down the president? What about the people they represent? You never hear about the people they represent. Maybe Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters would do a great. That's a Jesse Waters kind of thing, where you take the camera, go to the district, you know. And if we had the wherewithal to do it at the station, I would do it. You go to the district and see. They're not representing the people. They just go on this big political takedown. It's inexcusable. 8:35 with Joe on the radio. Dominic Tursey is going to join us. Dominic is a seminar instructor on behalf of the New York State Court Reporters Association that we keep telling you about, past president of the U.S. Court Reporters Association. And we're going to talk about the careers in court reporting. Also, Pat Cohn is going to join us. Apparently, the governor, he's taking away some of the benefits of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. Pat Cohn is the president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association, and apparently Governor Cuomo wants to take away some of the benefits from the court officers. How is that happening? And so Pat Cohn will get into that on the radio in the 9 o'clock hour. And your phone call is always at 877-970-2999. But it's Christmas time. We want to be happy. 836 Piscopo in the morning. Big Al has the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
30 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Strap hangers are letting the MTA know they aren't thrilled with proposed fare hikes. Dozens of people walked between two Brooklyn subway stops in Bay Ridge to call out the poor service yesterday. The Post reports that the protesters made signs reading "No fare hike" and "Fund the MTA." Advocates argue Governor Cuomo should allocate more funds to the subways and buses instead of forcing riders to pick up the tab. The MTA set to vote on a planned fare hike next month. The Fearless Girl statue being unveiled today outside her new home in front of the New York Stock Exchange. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney and the head of State Street Global Advisors are doing the honors this morning. The 4-foot-tall bronze sculpture had been near Wall Street but needed to be moved for safety reasons due to large crowds causing traffic hazards. The statue had been a temporary installation to inspire female empowerment, but it was later decided to be a permanent structure. In sports, Saquon Barkley continued his push for Rookie of the Year. 170 yards rushing as the Giants routed the Redskins 40-16. Elijah McGuire punched it in from a yard out with 117 to play as the Jets beat the Bills 27-23. Knicks beaten by the Hornets 119-107. The Devils, they lost 6-5 in a shootout to the Ducks in Anaheim. And in college basketball, as you heard right here yesterday on AM 970, The Answer, St. John's beat Princeton 89-76 in the MSG Holiday Festival. The Red Storm now a perfect 9-0 on the year. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Expect delays on the Jackie Robinson heading eastbound at Metropolitan Avenue with a disabled vehicle. About 15 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. FDR Drive busy northbound up through the 60s. Southbound Harlem River Drive heavy right through the 130s. Westbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue. A crash there. It's busy on the Bronx River Parkway northbound at Allerton Ave in the Bronx. That's an overturned vehicle, so expect some delays getting through that stretch. LIE westbound at Old Nichols Road. Accident off on the shoulder. Inbound side of the GWB. That's about 20 minutes in. Lincoln 30, Holland about 25, and 80 West, exit 56 into Woodland Park. A crash over there as well. New York State Thruway South, exit 11, right before the Tappan Zee Bridge. A crash there as well. Sunny today, high of 40. Sunny tomorrow, high of 39. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local Geico agent could help with your homeowners, condo, and renter's insurance too. Stop by or give them a call today.
Everybody's making money at it except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your online marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. That's SurroundNewYork.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Let me, if I may, tell you about Capalbo's gift baskets. Yeah, we always send Capalbo's gift baskets. They make awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets and towers. You name it, they have it. Everything at Capalbo's looks good, tastes even better, always fresh, beautifully presented. They make gift giving easy and affordable. Most baskets come with free shipping, and everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. This is a landmark in the tri-state area, Capalbo's. I remember as a kid, Capalbo's, you hear about Capalbo's, right? For 110 years, by the way, it's been a family-owned business, and I remember them from the neighborhood. They're right there at 350 Allwood Road in Clifton. I was over there. I had dinner with the Capalbo family. We talked about it. I keep telling you, they came to Italy, and they made the baskets by hand back in the day, and they pretty much do the same exact thing today. It's with love, and you got to see these towers and the fruit baskets and the wine baskets. You're going to love it. CapalbosOnline.com. Just check that out. Even if you're outside the area, they deliver all over. CapalbosOnline.com, CapalbosOnline.com, online.com. You can call them at 800-252-6262, 800-252-6262, and do what I did. Use the promo code Joe970 at checkout. Boom! 10% off your order, just like that. If you use the code Joe970 at CapalbosOnline.com. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
8:42 with Joe on the radio. Dominic Tursi is the seminar instructor on behalf of the New York State Court Reporters Association, past president of the U.S. Court Reporters Association. Dominic, I love your name, man. That's a great Italian name. Dominic Tursi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great. Tell us about how long have you been a court reporter, if I may ask?
Well, I just finished my 56th year, and although my wife thinks I should go another 40, I'm not sure I'm going to make that.
You know, I have an allegiance and a fondness for court reporting because my pop always told me how important you guys are in the courtroom, you know? And court reporting's been around since day one, I guess. Right, Dominic?
Well, it's been around for, believe it or not, 2,000 years. And most people don't, even in the business, don't realize that it was invented by a guy named Cicero. That Cicero.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was an interesting reason. When I read about it, I found that his reason for inventing shorthand was quite interesting. That the deliberations that the Senate was going through in Rome at the time to form their own government, he felt that those might be important for future generations. So he created a way of writing the spoken word, and it's just been existent until this day.
Yeah, and it's still so important. So what's the most interesting case you've ever transcribed, Dominic?
You know what? That's a very tough question to answer, but I can tell you, I've been doing it all these years. I've done a lot of really serious tragedy cases. I've done some high-profile cases. You know, we just finished the Mangano case, which is coming up again for trial in January. I've done a lot of MS-13 cases, and I've been fortunate to work with some of the best legal minds around the world. So it's been a great career for me, but to pick the one is really, really a difficult thing.
Yeah. Hey, so tell us about that, because we talked to Chuck Callahan over at Plaza College. He's our buddy. What a great guy. And they have this whole seminar that you can learn about it. And people ask him, what can I do? I'm not happy with my job. Is there someone in the family that needs a job? There's 5,000 court reporter openings. Is that right? Is that right, Dominic? Those are the numbers.
That actually is a good number. I think the technical number is 5,500, and that was something that our national association, they commissioned an independent organization to do some research a handful of years ago, and that's the number they came up with. And, you know, having been a seasoned reporter, I thought that that might be a real number. It might not, but I've got to tell you, quite frankly, we're seeing that come true right now. I just heard last week that in the Bronx, for example, and this is just representative of what's going on around the country, they have potentially 40 openings in the next year or so.
Holy moly. And let me answer this before we let you go. We appreciate it. We just wanted to get the word out. But why haven't court reporters been replaced with audio and video in court proceedings, Dominic?
Well, first of all, there's a place for everything, but for some reason, I've been a teacher and I've done this for a long time and spoken about it, so I've kind of analyzed it in my own way. I think what it is, most people think that what a court reporter does is simple. They believe that it's a flat trait, and that is simply to capture sound. It's really a lot more than that. I find myself almost lip-reading at times. Not everyone speaks with the eloquence of a Joe Piscopo. There are people trying to slur their words. They have accents and so forth, and we have to read through all those things. I speak to fifth graders fairly often during the course of a year, and one of the things I tell them is, you know, just imagine if somebody was asking a question of a witness, did you kill him? And the answer of the witness is, I killed him. If the reporter did not indicate how those words were spoken, you've got a whole problem there for that defendant.
Yeah, it's very, very true. Dominic Tursi, thanks, Dominic. And you're the seminar instructor, and I know you're working with Plaza College over there, so we appreciate you joining us. And I think my pop would be proud that I had you on the show, man. Thanks for your service, and keep us posted on what's going on in the court reporting world there, Dominic. Thanks, buddy.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
All right, and Merry Christmas to you. It's so funny. I think of my dad. I think I remember. You know, and I still regret to this day not going to law school, Frank. You know what I mean? I just have, like, I should. I'm too old now, but I should double, because Pop goes to law school for the 1930s when he's an Italian American, when they thought everybody was mobbed up, and Pop goes to Rutgers. It was Dana College at the time, and he goes and he gets his law degree. You know, goes into the United States Army, and I feel like I should have, like. And he always told me about the goodness of court reporting, so we wanted to bring it onto the airways. Frankie, you should go while you can at your young age to law school. I'm telling you right now.
You know, I appreciate you saying that, but I think the last thing this world needs is another lawyer.
No, you would be great criminal defense attorney. Come on, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think there's just way too many lawyers in society in general, and that's one of the reasons not only is society too litigious, but they just keep creating laws and laws and laws. I mean, if you look at, we can't even tell you how many federal criminal laws there are. There are so many. You know, Harvey Silverglade, who is a great criminal defense attorney, wrote a great book called Three Felonies a Day about how many laws.
Silverglade!
What's his name? Harvey Silverglade.
Silverglade!
About how many laws we're all breaking.
What was the other guy's name? What was the guy's name, though? What was that, Al? What was the guy's name?
Well, the Atlantic City Councilman Fauntleroy, Jeffrey Fauntleroy.
Fauntleroy. Two E's.
By the way,
that was from Shrek.
Have you seen the
My
series?
My name is Fauntleroy. I got into a fight with the mayor. Please do not bother me. I am Lord Fauntleroy. Let's have a rumble outside the Gold Nugget. Thank you.
Have you seen the series of articles coming out about what's going on in Atlantic City? I mean, it is wild out there.
It's only Jersey. Only Jersey. I went back and listened. Just when I thought we were out, they pull us back in.
I went back and listened to the recent interview that you did with Mayor Frank Gilliam, who is now federal criminal investigation in all likelihood. And he said,
"Is that our fault, Frank, by the way?
No, listen. You say to him, you said, you know, where'd you grow up? And he said, oh, I grew up in Atlantic City. I went to Stockton College. And then he says to you, I went to San Francisco University and got a master's in criminal justice. Well, first of all, and this was written about in the New York Times and other publications over the weekend, there is no San Francisco University. If he meant the University of San Francisco, they don't even offer a master's program in criminal justice. And so then the reporters call University of San Francisco and say, hey, the mayor claims on his website that he's got a master's degree from your college. And they say, no. We never heard of this guy.
You know, he never went here.
Notice
how we vet our guests, Al, huh?
No. Wait a second.
I mean, how is that our fault?
Ask for a copy of the diploma?
Right. How is that our fault?
I get the blame. It'll cost me a lot of money.
I don't know.
It's on his website. The guy is publicly claiming to have a master's degree from a college that says he never went there.
All I know
is... In a course that they don't even offer a master's degree.
You know what's so Jersey? We're down there, and we're having a great time. We're doing the broadcast. And then there was one guy, and I don't know who that guy was, but he was there. He was an older gentleman, and he knew everything about the town. And he said, hey, you know, so he started to talk a little bit. He started to talk about the mayor, and then they know everything down there.
This guy is as shady as they come.
Well, listen, and we had him on the show with all good intentions, and we supported Don Guardian. Still Don Guardian, one of the best things to happen to Atlantic City, clearly. But God forbid in Jersey it works out okay. Now there's a mess.
So the best was, and this is what we think they were looking for, at his inauguration, Joe, there was a fundraiser for a charity called Connecting the Dots. $35,000 a table to get at this fundraising charity.
For the mayor?
Well, for Connecting the Dots charity.
All right. He's an
employee of the charity. The mayor himself is raising money for a charity that he's also an employee of. It's crazy.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's crazy out there.
No, oh, you can't make it up. 8:51, you know. Deb, it's only in Jersey these things happen. Let me tell you. You know?
Always in Jersey. Always, you know, you definitely can write a book on AC, without a doubt.
Oh, my Lord. And AC's back, and it's up, and it's doing great.
Exactly.
There's a minor problem here and there. Yeah. With Lord Fauntleroy. My name is Lord Fauntleroy. Let us rumble in the parking lot with the mayor.
Unbelievable, right?
So I love it, baby. It's my home state. 8:51. Ted, how are we doing traffic-wise?
The Atlantic City Expressway is okay. The Garden State Parkway northbound, Joe, slowing down by 109. Getting reports of an accident getting up toward the Driscoll Bridge. Also seeing delays on 18 north at Route 9 with a crash there. Stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the Hudson River Crossing. Still waiting 20 at the GWB. Lincoln 30, Holland about 30, and it's kind of busy on 80 West exit 56 into Woodland Park. An accident there as well. Watch out for slowdowns on the Bronx River Parkway North at Allerton Ave in the Bronx. That's an overturned vehicle. Traffic is still slowing down for you as well. Southbound with rubbernecking, Queens Midtown Tunnel 15 in. And watch for some delays on the Staten Island Expressway East getting out toward the Verrazano because of earlier problems. Northern State East at the Wantagh Collision and the southbound New York State Thruway by the Tappan Zee Bridge. An accident was cleared by exit 11. 9 southbound at Peekskill, an accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duham with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Cuomo and de Blasio get rare credit on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with Cuomo and de Blasio over my friends of the center right. You can't go to Amazon and say you have to move to New York and then say, but you're going to pay through your teeth. They will never step foot in our state again.
Kevin McCullough Radio has a foothold on the breaking news. Weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Hey, this is Michael Medved for my good friends at BestHotGrill.com. It's that time again, time to select presents for your family and corporate gifts for your best clients and employees. And you want to get them a gift that is fantastic, that's unforgettable, and truly hot. And that would be a Solaire infrared grill from besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared grills heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, and they produce juicy, tasty food unmatched by conventional grills, perfect for today's busy lifestyles. The hot and fast Solaire infrared grills are the gift that will be used, not tossed into the closet. Every time your loved ones, best clients, and valued employees grill on their Solaire infrared grill, they'll think of you. And they'll be thinking of you for years to come. All Solaire infrared grills are made in the USA, and they're made to last. More importantly, Solaire infrared grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Step up your gift giving. Learn more about these amazing Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. We love them. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Here's my big daily warning from the good folks at LifeLock. The Secret Service has issued a warning that crooks are using the U.S. Postal Service's informed delivery service to commit identity theft and credit card fraud schemes. Informed delivery lets residents view scanned images of incoming mail. Recently, 7 people were arrested for allegedly stealing credit cards from resident mailboxes after signing up those victims at the USPS website. This is the kind of stuff that's out there. It's a dangerous world out there. You know, we're doing more and more things that expose our personal info. It's why you got to have LifeLock in your corner like I do. LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now has the power of Norton Security to help protect you against threats to your identity and devices. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses. But no matter the season, LifeLock with Norton Security is the right choice to help look out for the threats you might miss on your own. You got to do this. Go to LifeLock.com, use the promo code Gallagher, and get an additional 15% off your first year. Promo code Gallagher for an additional 15% off at LifeLock.com.
Gallagher, Mike comes on the airwaves at 10:05. Mr. Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? Are you tired of dealing with dummies when you go buy a car? Right. Experience the smart way, please, to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. All right. It's 8:55 right now. I'm going to give you 5 minutes till 9 o'clock if you call 855-621-9949. What is that, Joe? Yes. I tell you every morning, you get the free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter for Route 22 Toyota. How many times I got to tell you this? 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But you get a free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the well-being of your vehicle and the safety of your vehicle that you put your kids in. Am I right or wrong? You get a free oil change and a free filter. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. You got to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And as you peruse the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, please. You will see Mr. Cancella there, and he will give you an offer of 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Iggy's going to be there. Carmelo and Chester and Wendy and Chris and Johnny. This is a family at Route 22 Toyota, and I'm proud to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. So come on, you got to 9 o'clock, 855-621-9949. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. For Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, welcome to the show. You had a couple days off. I was worried about you a little bit, but you're all good, huh?
I'm all good. I'm all rested up now, so I'm ready to head into the Christmas season now.
Yeah, man, but you go on the bike even when it's cold like this, huh?
I haven't been outside on the bike in a while. I'm going to try to sneak out, not today probably, but sometime later this week.
It got cold, though, Joey. I'm telling you, especially around Wall Street where we are. Man, forget about it. That wind whips up Broadway
I'm looking forward to the fact that this we haven't even started officially the winter season yet.
Right. You're right. Oh, my Lord. So how are we doing today and the rest of the week, Joe?
Very simply, quiet. The next 4 or 5 days, nothing's going to happen around here. Sunshine today near 40. Upper 30s tomorrow. Wednesday was sunshine. Some sun on Thursday will be around 40. Then a little warmer Friday into the week. In fact, we could actually hit 50 degrees this weekend.
Yay! Bring on the warmth a little bit, Joey.
I can't stand when people always go, I can't take the cold anymore. Then they move to Florida. You know what I mean, Joe? I'm not going to be one of those people. You're gonna stay with me up north, right,
Joey? I'm staying with you.
That's right. Sticking with it. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Always appreciate it, my friend.
Have a great day.
You too, indeed. Joe Lundberg right there, 8:58 with Piscopo in the morning. Pat Cullen's going to join us, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. And the severe staff shortage is there. A lot of jobs out there. And we can tell you how you're going to fill them and what Governor Cuomo says about the court officers. We'll get into that. And I see the phone calls. If you would be so kind to hold 877-970-2999. We'll grab the calls after the 9 o'clock hour, too. Frankie is here, and Albert is here, and Piscopo on the radio as we roll into it's Hanukkah. We roll into the Christmas season. Can we lighten up a little bit? We're trying to enjoy and embrace the holidays. Radio Piscopo, live from New York. Give us a call at 877-970-2999. We're coming right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.